The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to The Nonprofit Notebook with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. I'm Janice Valentino, your host. Well, happy fall, everyone. As we head into our holiday season, let us all embrace the joys that this time of year brings. And, you know, I think this year we're going to do just that. Last year, as we enjoyed our holidays, we really didn't know what was ahead of us, did we? And soon after, we entered into a world that really turned us all upside down. But we're coming out of it. I'm very happy to say, and I think that we all hopefully feel a little bit better about the future and where we're headed. So I really believe that as the holidays come, we're going to hold each other closer, if not physically, then certainly in our hearts. Okay, so good times ahead of us. So with that, again, welcome to our show. We're going to talk a little bit today about fundraising, special events. I'm sure that everybody knows that every non-for-profit has gone through a lot this year. Events had to be canceled, and it's been a difficult time. But we're getting through it, and the most important thing is to know that we have had wonderful support through all of this, and I know that we're going to continue. I'm very happy to introduce our guest, Maggie Sutter. Maggie is our Director of Development and Special Events. We are very close co-workers. And we work together in a very close in our department. So I would like to introduce Maggie Sutter. Maggie?
Good morning, Janice. Yes, thank you for having me on the show. I'm very excited to be here.
Good morning. So how are you doing?
I am doing well. I can't complain.
Very good.
I have my health.
Yeah. Maggie and I do not see each other as much as we used to. Maggie and I share an office together, and we have for quite a while now. And of course, because of where we are now, if we do go into the office, we're in and out on off days. So we don't get to see each other as much as we'd like to, but we are able to talk, and I'm thrilled to have you here today. We're gonna talk about some of the things that we've gone through personally for our organization, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. So Maggie, let's talk about what happened last March when we were getting ready, literally, I think, not even 2 weeks from having our spring gala.
Yes, definitely, definitely. This has been an anomaly of a year, but a little less than 2 weeks before our annual gala, obviously because of COVID-19, we had to reschedule the event. So we actually pushed it back to July in wishful thinking and optimism, and that, of course, didn't happen as well. So we were kind of forced to postpone it to 2021 of next year.
Right.
We're hoping that we'll have an event of sorts, depending on, obviously, the state of the world. Mm-hmm. But we are optimistic, and we are hopeful that we will be back in the gala event soon.
That's
you know that
right.
This is the time of year for them.
That's
so
right.
So I know a lot of organizations are suffering from this, and especially because of this year, us moving it to 2021, We are very fortunate that the gala usually brings in over $110,000 net for our organization, and because of that, we did miss out on that funding this year. So we are making up for it in other ways.
Yes, and we're certainly trying to. And you know, it's important to let that our community know exactly, you know, what the numbers are, you know. And so, like you said, approximately 110,000 net to our organization was literally lost. And that was just from our spring gala.
Right, right. And then, of course, we have our golf that was supposed to take place in August. And out of an abundance of caution for Corona, we decided to postpone that as well to 2021. And again, that event netted our organization over $90,000 each year. So again, we did have a little bit of a catching up to do, for sure, trying to keep our donations up. And yeah,
and we will, and we will do that. And it's important to know, and I know that our listeners in our community knows that not only our nonprofit organization, but all the others that are out there, we still continue to do each and every day what we need to do. And for us, it is certainly taking care of people who are at the end of life and giving them the best quality of care and the best quality of life that they can have for our patients and for the families. And needless to say, during this time, we are taking care of more and more patients and more families. One thing I think that certainly has happened over these last 6 to 8 months is that our communities are really starting to understand who we are and the important care that we give. And not only that, but I really think that they're starting to understand that we all need to understand our options for end-of-life care. And we need to have the discussions. And we need to know what our loved ones want. Because unfortunately, things happen. And we could be looking at an end-of-life situation far earlier than we could have ever imagined, and this happened. So, one of the things that came out in all of this, if you want to say a good thing, and certainly it's not, but if you want to look at a little bit of a bright spot, is that people are really starting to understand the most valuable care that we give, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan. As the community's hospice choice. So it's a wonderful thing. So one of the things, Maggie, that we're going to talk about is we have something very new. We had to pivot, didn't we?
Yes, the word of the year, pivot.
The word of the year. You know, for people out there, you know, if you're working, the new word is pivot. You have to kind of turn a little bit, and you have to figure out, what can we do to get over the obstacle? And so one of the obstacles was our holiday tree of life, which everybody really embraces every year. So Maggie, tell them, let's talk about what our holiday tree of life has been over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, absolutely. So our holiday annual tree of life is a campaign that takes on usually the entire month of December. We start off with a tree lighting at the Galleria at Crystal Run usually, and 3 12-foot trees take center stage right by the staircase there. And over the month of December, loved ones or family members, friends make donations or contributions in memory of their loved ones or friends that have passed over the years. And their name is placed on an ornament that is displayed on the trees at Crystal Run. We have another one at the gallery at Crystal Run. We have another one at Adams Fair Acre Farms in Newburgh, and then Peck's Market up in Sullivan County at their 4 locations. Supports the tree of life by selling ornaments for loved ones. But unfortunately, because of the pandemic that we are all in, for an abundance of caution and respect for everybody during these times. We're trying to move away from physical ornaments, and we're doing a digital campaign this year.
Yes, we are. And it's something very new. And we're hoping, we truly hope that our community really rallies around this virtual holiday tree of life that that we're going to launch and we're going to talk about in a few minutes to let everybody know exactly what it is. It's important that people understand that the gifts to Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties, as I said before, allows our teams of nurses, doctors, social workers, hospice aides, and volunteers to provide the care that our patients need, whether at home or at the Kaplan Family Hospice residence. And so with these donations that come in, please understand that they go to the care that is needed both in the community and at the Kaplan Family Hospice residence. So we when we come back from our break, Maggie and I are going to talk about the virtual holiday tree of life and how you can join us in that. We'll be back. Thank you.
Hospice is for keeping hobbies and connecting with friends.
Dear Hospice, after Mom died, Dad was determined to stick to his old routine. Even after he got sick, he lived at home, he took care of himself, even had his buddies over for coffee in the morning. All because of Hospice. We were amazed how many Hospice people became real friends and what a comfort you all were to him. Dad worried that he'd be a burden on his kids. He never would have been, of course, but you helped him understand he really, truly wasn't. And that was the greatest comfort of all.
Hospice is more than you may think. With doctors and nurses making sure patients are comfortable, with volunteers pitching in, hospice is a way to find time and energy for things that really matter. Hospice is a plan for living.
Call Hospice of Orange and Sullivan at 561-6111 or visit hospiceoforange.com because hospice is a plan for living.
Hi, I'm Dave Edwards, and I invite you to join me every Sunday night when we'll showcase a perfect album. I'll start with side one, track one, and we'll play every song in order from the record. A few bonus songs, as well as some trivia too, right here on Radio Worth Listening To.
WTBQ. Hello, everyone. I'm Janice Valentino. I'm the host of the Nonprofit Notebook with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. Welcome back. And I want to introduce again our Director of Special Events and Development, Maggie Sutter.
Hi, yes, thank you, Janice.
You're very welcome. So, Maggie, we are going to talk about the virtual holiday tree of life. And this is something very new, and we're hoping that everyone in the community and beyond embraces it. So, let's talk a little bit about what our community and our supporters should expect this year with our new holiday tree of life.
Absolutely, yeah. We are thrilled to offer finally one event of 2020 that we usually do every year, our holiday annual tree of life. As we mentioned before, it used to be a more physical and like ornament-based campaign, but now because of COVID-19 and the threat, we are moving to a more digital platform. We will be taking donations and contributions like every year in memory of loved ones or family members, friends, and instead of placing their name on a physical ornament and onto a tree, we are going to be sending a digital card this year. So via email, you can forward it to any family members or friends that may not usually get a physical card or able to come to the Galleria or Adams to see the ornament. So this is actually a nice little added benefit to moving digital is that you can share it amongst more of your family members or friends. So we are using a software That we will send out emails holding a digital card that will be placed your loved one's name or family member's name, friend's name, and a short little message that will be sent, yeah, virtually.
Yes, yeah, and it seems that a lot of people are using these virtual cards all the time. It's similar, I believe, to when people send virtual birthday cards and things like that. A lot of people are already doing that, so it should be something that many, many people will be able to embrace.
Absolutely, yeah. And the cards, personally, I believe it is a beautiful card. We did our development team, thanks to Janice and Adrian. We were able to find a very beautiful animated interactive card that we think a lot of people will be pleased with.
Yes, yes. And just so we have a core group of Holiday Tree of Life supporters that has been doing this. They've been doing this for many, many years. And what they're accustomed to is getting something in the mail that invites them to join the Holiday Tree of Life and to make their donations for their ornaments. And that's something that is still happening, right, Maggie? There's going to be those who are already on the mailing list.
Yes, certainly. There's a couple thousand people that we will be sending invitations or... invitations is what we usually call them.
Yes.
To our annual tree lighting, which also goes hand in hand with the campaign where you can purchase your ornaments. So that mailing will go out. We will also feature it in our quarterly newsletter called The Focus. So
yes.
It will be featured on our front page. We will also be doing a few e-blasts surrounding it. We'll do a big push onto our social media platforms.
Right.
But if anyone is currently interested, we are live on our website where you can also purchase your digital card currently, or you can wait towards the holidays, whatever you feel free. Head to our website right now under News and Events, and it is live.
Yes, right. So if anybody wants to read about what Maggie and I are talking about right now, you can, as Maggie said, go to hospiceoforange.com, our website, and in the menu, click on News and Press. And right there, you will see our story, Hospice's annual Tree of Life goes digital. And it is all there. And the photo, the image that you see is actually an image of what the beautiful card will look like. And it kind of explains everything there, and it works you through everything that needs to be done. So we're really looking forward to this. As Maggie said, this is going to be our only special event. It is our only Hospice of Orange and Sullivan County special event for this year. And in order for us to have been able to hold this event, like we discussed, we needed to create something new, something innovative, and something a little exciting. And we have done that. And I have to say, I'm very proud of our department. There are three of us, and we work very, very hard, and we work very, very well together. There is myself, there is Maggie, and there is Adrian. And Adrian Spencer is our assistant for the marketing and development department. And there's a new name that I call us now. What is that, Maggie?
The big toe.
we call our department the big toe department, and I'm going to tell you why. We work so well together, and we trust each other, and we have each other's back, that we don't worry about stepping on each other's toes. And I have to tell you something, that really is a wonderful thing to have when you're working very close with people in your department, because we don't have to worry. We know that we're all focused on our organization. We're all focused and dedicated to Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties and doing everything that we can. And we all know that if one of us has an idea, We share it with the others. We don't worry about, quote, stepping on anybody's toes, because we are one big toe. And we work very well together. And I have to tell you, all honesty, right up front, I believe that the past 6 or 8 months that we've been going through this COVID has really strengthened our department. And it has also strengthened our organization, because we have all come together and put the mission of hospice ahead of everything else. And it's really brought us to a much better place, don't you think?
I couldn't agree more, definitely. I think, yeah, it's been tough times, but I think it's really brought us all extremely closer, and we collaborate so much better together. And I wouldn't wish it, but I am kind of grateful for how close it brought us all.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? I think that's true, for all organizations, hopefully, and for families as well. Sometimes we really need to step back, and we really need to look at, life a little differently, because we tend to take for granted every day. And it's okay. It's okay to do that, because this is where we're human and this is what we do. But when something happens that makes us really kind of stop and rethink where we are, it really does bring us together. And it does it personally in our relationships and also through our work relationships. So it's a great thing. So I just want to say we are live right now, and if anybody out there would like to give us a call, maybe share an experience you've had with hospice, or share maybe if you're interested in doing our virtual holiday Tree of Life, give us a call. The number is 651-1110. That's 651-1110. We have maybe about 3 or 4 minutes left to our show. We would love to hear from someone. Just let us know if you plan on supporting us, or really if you have a really nice experience that you've had with hospice that you would like to share. So we would appreciate it. So Maggie, we're going to continue to do the best that we can to help raise money for hospice, and to certainly to educate our community about the amazing services that hospice provides each and every day. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, yes. We are so grateful for the generosity of all of our supporters, especially during the crazy times and unprecedented times ahead.
Yeah.
We are just extremely grateful and appreciative of anything and everything from our community.
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to, in the last minute or so of our show, I just want to do a shout out, if I may, to our veterans. November is we look to our veteran month of Veterans Day, of course, is coming. In November, we honor our veterans. November is also Hospice Awareness Month. So that's something, too, that we're going to be talking about. But I just want to do a shout out to our veterans, especially the veterans who we're caring for right now at the end of life. We take care of a lot of veterans at the end of life, and we're very proud to do it. And we're very privileged. And one of the things that we do is we recognize them for their service to our community. And so I want to do a shout out to the care teams who are caring for our veterans right now, and for our social workers who are providing those recognitions that we all feel so, so strongly about. And so I just want to say thank you to them, because there was a while there that we couldn't do the recognitions because of the situation with COVID. But again, we had to reorganize, and we had to figure out a way that we could continue to honor and recognize our amazing veterans, and we were able to do that. And so now we continue. And so I want to just do a personal shout out to all of them and to thank them. So Maggie, it's just about the end of our show. And I have to say, this was really a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
If anyone, again, if anyone has any questions about our fundraising or would like to talk to Maggie, please call Maggie. I'm going to give you her direct line. It is 845-561-6143, extension 388. Or you can go to hospiceoforange.com and you can find out all about our services and all about our fundraising. And if you need to speak to someone about possibly using hospice, please call 845-561-6111. So with that, I want to thank you all for joining us. And remember, there are no mistakes, just lessons to be learned. Let us all learn well together. Thank you.